Amelia Mary Earhart was born in her grandmother's house in Atchison, Kansas, on July 24, 1897. The house was high on a hill. It had 11 rooms. Maids and a cook worked there. Dinner was served on fine china. Amelia's mother's parents had a lot of money, but Amelia's father had trouble keeping a job. Edwin Earhart could barely make the payments on the family house in Kansas City. There were always money worries. But Amelia loved her parents, especially her handsome, funny father. When Amelia was 7, her father had enough money to take the family to see the World's Fair in St. Louis, Missouri. 20 million people came to the 1904 World's Fair. 45 countries set up exhibits. At the St. Louis Fair, there were Eskimo villages and Japanese gardens. Each nation and state showed something about its own culture. Amelia and her younger sister Muriel saw a big roller coaster at the fair. When she got back to Kansas City, Amelia tried to build one in her yard. Muriel, Amelia's uncle, and another friend helped. Wooden tracks ran from the top of a shed to the yard below. A little buggy rolled down the tracks. The tracks were greased with fat to make the buggy go faster. Always the bravest kid on the block, Amelia was the first to try out the roller coaster. She dragged the buggy up to the top of the tracks and got on. Her sister held her feet. When Amelia gave the signal, Muriel let go. Amelia went down head first and crashed. Did this stop Amelia? Not at all. She and her friends made the slope of the tracks less steep. Then she got on the buggy again. This time, she made a good run. She loved the speed, and it was almost as if she were flying through the air. On a cold day in December, Amelia went sledding with her sister. Amelia wanted to go very fast. She took a running start. Then she jumped on the sled, lying head first on her stomach. The hill was icy. Amelia was gaining speed. Suddenly, there was trouble below. A horse-drawn wagon came out from a side street. It was directly in Amelia's path, and Amelia couldn't stop. At the last second, Amelia ducked. She and her sled slid right under the horse. A moment later, Amelia was up and smiling. Her quick thinking had helped her avoid a bad accident. In the summer before 8th grade, Amelia went to another fair, the Iowa State Fair. Here, Amelia saw her first airplane. It was 1909, only 6 years after Wilbur and Orville Wright had made their famous flight at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. Surprisingly, Amelia did not think too much of the airplane. She was always adventurous, but her love of flying came much later. Amelia's teenage years were hard. Her father couldn't keep a job, and the family split up. Amelia's mother took the girls to Chicago. They lived in a rooming house, and Amelia went to Hyde Park High School. Amelia was a good student. She dreamed of going to a first-rate college, but there wasn't enough money. However, Amelia's mother was able to send her to a good private school for girls. It was time for Amelia to start out on her own.